This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
All right, 239, sweet spots on location this Friday afternoon. We are at High Fives off McMillan and Henderson down here in the Knox Henderson area. A Cotton Bowl watching party taking place here tonight. We've got happy hour till 8 p.m. with $5 cocktails. And one of the best burgers you will find in the Metroplex, it houses Burger Schmurger. They've got a chef in-house that are making incredible hamburgers. So come get yourself something to eat, grab yourself a beverage, start your weekend right here at High Fives. And without further ado, let's throw it back to Monto, who won himself an e-break this morning as he gives us the best of the rest is the NIT break.
Thank you very much, Sean, and I will say shout out to the player of the day, Simpson. The Hardline is live from the Cotton Bowl for our official Texas Ohio State CFP semifinal pregame show today, 3 till 6 before the game. We have
this week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still
we
plenty
have
of
six candidates this week on the NIT break.
Damn.
And will the Hardline make it on remote today?
Ooh, TBD.
Find out at 3.
Candidate number one here on the NIT break is our very own David Ranch, a.k.a. David Moore. I don't know if he was thrown off by the new Muser schedule or what it was, but he had a little issue connecting to their show, and Gordo did them no favors.
We have the Mike McCarthy watch going on. We didn't talk to our buddy yesterday, so let's get him on the line right now. David Moore from the Dallas Morning News and a ranch report from the Star. It's brought to us by Milam & Green Whiskey. David, of course, with the Dallas Morning News, sportsdaydfw.com. We haven't talked to you in a few weeks, David. Happy New Year to you. Oh, no. We're...
And we're certainly talking to you today, David, about this very important issue. That
is he supposed to be on
that a lot of people
feed?
We are endeavoring to get David Moore on with his hot Cowboys opinions.
Maybe, David, what's happening out there at Valley Ranch?
I know you live.
It's
for
not
these
Valley
moments.
Ranch anymore.
Why do we call it the Ranch Report?
I know you live for these moments.
Hello?
To bring more.
There he is.
Okay, there he is. Hey, David.
Hey, George, let me be the
horny guy
first or second or third
off button
what?
Over there.
I'm doing sports talk.
No, you're not. Go ahead, David.
Man.
What was Daddy doing in this situation? Was he because there was sounds like there was really nothing in the control room at that point.
I think he was at age 11 in his wrapped or unwrapped story, so he was still going.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an epic.
we'll put that on David Moore, who we've had that issue with him before as well. Who knows why it happens? But we'll put that on David Moore, or as Craig calls him,
David Moron,
which I thought was pretty mean. In the same vein, this will be on Gordo as candidate number two here on the NIT break because George was setting up a piece of audio for him, and then there was a bit of confusion as to who was actually going to play the audio, and then once again, we get Muser's chaos.
George, you found this. Or it
yes,
found
and I'm
you.
Sorry I did, because this is a terrible story. This is one of the worst disasters ever in California.
But it gave us this great moment on local television out there where a couple of reporters and news anchors had to go into Charlie Gibson, that is the most callous response, which provides a funny moment.
Well, we should set it up by saying there's a woman doing a live report from, it looks like, a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's doing this live report, she's talking to anchors on the air. This random guy on the street approaches her.
Oh, that's right. You were sent it to me because you wanted me to play it instead of you.
I didn't know when you were going to play it, so I just sent it to you. I sent it to you on the tweets.
On the tweets?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that.
misunderstood what you were talking about.
We just looked at each other.
I know. I was thinking that you had it. Sorry. Okay, so you sent it to me. Let me try to log into Twitter.
Oh,
by the way, just a programming note.
Yes.
Daryl Razor Ray with his new time.
Yeah, that's good.
Coming up.
And new spot with our new lineup here in the mornings. Daryl Razor Ray now. Thursday mornings at 6:55, so we start talking.
I don't have it, George.
Stars and NHL hockey with our buddy Daryl Razor Ray.
It's totally Daryl Razor Ray.
Do we blame this on the time change also? Just the 6 to 9?
Probably.
The receiver ran
a hitch. To prep.
The quarterback thought it was a go route.
I mean, they were off for a month, too.
Yeah, that's so true.
A little rusty.
No.
Hey, guys. Well, like I said, we'll put that on Gordo. For not having the audio ready. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three here will be Dylan Reed.
Oh, yes. Oh.
The only man who accurately could tell how tall Michael Young was just by watching him play.
I love it.
This was from last Friday, the last full 5:30 to 10 Muser show.
Courage.
As he was the producer for DJ, Daddy, and Ham. And I think it's sorry. I think he makes a pretty good joke here, but he gets laid out on.
Apparently, they're YouTubers. They've been criticized in the past and are being criticized currently. They have done pranks. One of their most recent pranks is they contacted an indigenous tribe in Fiji. The tribe has had limited contact with the outside world, but now they're aware, because of these guys, of what vaping is. During a visit, they drank with them and vaped, and then they left them cold turkey. So now all these people are mad at them because they got these indigenous people hooked on vaping.
At least they left them some, you know, sandwich material. Cold turkey.
Hang on, stop the show.
Should I just do birthdays now?
I don't even care. I've lost all will to live.
Yeah. I'll move on.
Quality joke.
Cold turkey.
Okay.
Was there anybody more excited to execute a layout than Daddy at that moment?
No.
And as the
layout has already started.
Yeah, I was 10 seconds into it.
Yeah.
Sandwich material.
Sandwich material is a funny phrase.
Cold turkey.
I support Dylan
here. I think that's a good joke, yeah.
You know.
He was 6'9".
That wasn't good work,
he's redeemed himself.
With sandwich material.
Because, Ham said they left them cold turkey.
I'll say it's humor. If it's good humor or bad humor, subjective.
Not worthy of the layout and then the
yes.
The Daddy Bobby Carpenter joke about it 10 seconds later. All right, there's Dylan Reed. He is candidate number three. Candidate number four here is, we'll put it on the whole invasion, I suppose. I think maybe we can put it on Travis because they dropped out when they were on remote and he gave them no backup.
You just don't know what the ploys are.
When you hear
or see things on social media or in the media because everyone has a motive to try and, you know, to move forward. But I do think that if the decision is being made to move on from Mike McCarthy, it has to be after that game Sunday.
I agree.
No fooling around. No, let's think about it, or maybe even the Monday afterwards.
But they're not going to do that because they're not going to fire him.
All right, they'll just let the contract in. But
okay.
After 30 years of the ticket.
No attempt at vamping by Travis or Tyler. Just go to break.
What time was this in the segment?
It was like 46 or 47.
Okay, so you could pull the ripcord at that point.
Or at least set up what's coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
hey, we're having some or what's happening. We'll try to reconnoiter. Until then, enjoy this.
And yeah. No, we got just complete silence. So instead of putting it on a whole show, we'll put that one on Travis.
Okay.
All right.
Instead of the whole invasion.
Instead of the whole show. All right, two more candidates here on the NIT break.
Thank you,
candidate number five is one Matt McLaren. who had a bit of a misspeak trying to combine two words.
Pudge received MVP votes in six of his 21 seasons, finishing first once in 1998. Debuted as a 19-year-old, catching a 7-3 comeback victory with Kevin Brown on the mound, getting a no decision against Jack McDowell and the White Sox. He never advanced in the postseason as a Ranger, but won a World Series and lost another.
A is fight.
A is what?
Fake.
Correct.
What?
Well, I was going to say false, and then I was going to say fake, and
you
came
put
out
them together.
A is Falk, I think is what I said.
Yes, no, he's not Kevin Falk. Unfortunately, that's not an answer here.
Like turned into Navajo Matt or something.
A is fight.
A is fight.
A is fight. A is fight. A is fight.
A is fight.
A is fight.
A is fight.
A is fight. A is fight. So there is Matt McLaren. He is candidate number five. Our last one here on the NIT break is DJ Ringenberg. Oof. Now, I don't imagine he's had too many e-break nominations from Why Today Doesn't Suck where he never talks. But he got one yesterday because he got pulled off sides by Ham when the Hardline did their whole show from their homes. 2 weeks for saying that young players who wanted to challenge Tiger Woods should quote...
Brother.
No, I don't want to say it.
Oh, come on.
You're saying it off here.
Huh?
The GM for the Niners... Him
who's
in a back
messing
alley.
With their mic?
DJ.
Not me.
DJ, mute your mic, you idiot.
Yeah, when have you ever contributed to Why Today Doesn't
Suck? I've been muted the entire time. That's Ham lying.
Why are you in a soup can?
A giant soup can.
Are you at
I am murdered.
It's been Ham the entire time.
It's all Ham.
I'm going to strangle you!
I've been muted the entire time. That's Ham lying.
I'm so mad.
You get DJ Hulk there.
Yeah. He's like, what's going on?
All it took was one comment from Ham going, it's DJ.
So Ham, what drop exactly were you playing?
I didn't play a single drop. Somebody downline did it, but he was muted, so I pinned it on him.
Okay.
Oh. Nice. Okay. I thought it was a drop he was playing.
No.
Just to sabotage DJ for whatever reason.
And the show, yeah,
he deserved it.
The show decided, yeah, let's all turn on DJ. And he got mad. All right.
Classic DJ.
Our the NIT break, is it going to go to David Moore? Is it going to go to Gordon? Is it going to go to Travis, Dylan Reed, Matt McLaren, or DJ? We'll start with our beautiful Lando.
Well, Monty, as much as I would like to vote for sandwich material, I have to vote for Bitch Boy DJ.
All right. Unnecessary nickname. Mino.
I, too, will vote for Daniel John Ringenberg, if
John?
That is his real name.
I'm going with sandwich material. Dylan Reed. With the comedy, with the jokes.
Okay.
Ham.
Give me soup can dildo.
Okay. I probably would also vote for Dylan, but DJ wins 3-2.
All right.
Which is DJ's fifth NIT break of all time, tying Ham for the lead. Boy,
for
Whip is
lead?
Well represented. Ooh. Yeah.
Goodness.
Corby is 4, and so does Rosen. Hmm.
Well, congratulations, DJ. Maybe we'll have a tiebreaker next week, next Friday at the same time.